It's time for the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Great Ocean Road Health.
It is.
Great Ocean Road Health. Yes. So it's still the Otway Health Check.
It's the Otway Health Campus.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the Otway Health Check on the radio. So that's the name of the program. Name hasn't changed. Unless, you got funny headphones.
Mm-hmm, I do.
That's okay. We're very relaxed here. This is community radio. Is that not working? Try it. That little knob there. How's that?
That's better. Yeah. Thank you.
There you go. Now Carissa can hear what she says. And so in case it's a shambolic beginning, you've been a bit busy. Things have been very hectic, haven't they?
We have been going through a lot of growth and becoming Great Ocean Road Health and lots of things happening. Exciting things.
Yeah, proceed. Far be it from me to put words in your mouth.
The biggest thing's amalgamation. So becoming Great Ocean Road Health was our main goal, and that's what we've been working through. It's going quite smoothly, which we're very excited about. I am extremely thankful and very, very fortunate for the work that's been going on behind the scenes, amazing teams at both sites. We continue to develop and work out ways we can work together. The benefit of having the amalgamation is that we can choose when we work together, when it's a synergy there between the two sites, and when it's appropriate to work just at a site-based or replicate something at each site. Yep. So that's been really, really good. The confirmation of the new CEO has just brought some stability and direction and closed that chapter off, which is good, and we look forward for that as well.
So maybe we just back up, just in case someone's from Mars or they've been overseas for an extended period. So the two organisations, Lawn Hospital and Otway Health, have amalgamated, and they've amalgamated essentially because there are lots of stuff they do in common, aside from the admin at the back of things that run stuff.
They actually quite a very, very similar health service.
Okay.
So they've got similar size urgent care, similar size aged care, community services, all the allied health services. So it's quite, there's a lot of synergies that can happen between the two, but they're also distinctly different with the communities and that they serve. Apollo Bay is a little bit more rural and remote, and we do have a slightly different funding model here because of that.
Yep.
But the overall, there's a lot of things that are similar. So we've been able to put a management structure, an executive team that now oversees both sites, and that means that we can work together on projects and...
So in that there will be substantial economies in terms of the way we run things, but also access a greater depth of services. Because we're a bigger...
So as we create those synergies, and it will take time to embed all the amalgamation changes, but we'll start to see, and I'll talk about one of them today, some of the future that we can do together or what those synergies, and I don't like to use the word savings, but it's all about funding and making our funding go further and delivering more to our community for their services.
Because that's always been the challenge since day one with Otway Health is funding a rural remote health service at a level that's appropriate, and that's why the Health Foundation kicks in and all that stuff. So if we get better economies there, and I'll mention that because I went to the Health Foundation, or you went too. We'll talk about that later. You talk. Anyway, I just wanted to reframe that for anyone that hadn't really got their heads around the fact that we are now amalgamated but operating separately, and that. Essentially, it's a more economical setup, and ultimately a greater depth of service that will be available to us here in Apollo Bay.
We have a great catchphrase that our board chairs use: "Like it was before, but better." That's what we're after.
Okay. Yep. I'll go along with that.
Yeah. So on top of that, we have had Code Yellow, which I'll go into a little bit more detail. So we've had some issues with our IT, and that has allowed that's the first challenge we've faced as an amalgamated entity, and allowed us to focus on implementing systems or workarounds at both sites.
Okay.
And rather than two separate sites having to go through that, we have that synergy where we can come together, and that became business as usual as we then implemented those things.
Yep. So. Okay.
It was a good challenge.
Yeah. So, and so again, to expand on that, if it's not just Great Ocean Road Health. It was the whole region.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
So code yellow was we call it code yellow, which is internal emergency. So yep. That was our IT systems. Mm. The 30th of September it started, and we are part of the Southwest Alliance of Rural Health SWAR network, and that goes all the way from all the Geelong health services down to Warrnambool and just past Warrnambool. And we had a cyber attack, and the decision had to be made how best to protect ourselves, and that decision was to turn off our internet.
Yep,
and that's stops the outside world coming through, and in doing that, that takes down a number of systems and a number of connections that we were needing. And on top of that, we also shut down some servers that were being compromised, or they were trying to get to, until we could actually strengthen our response. So that meant that there were some systems, and it was a bit of potluck as to what systems stayed up, but we overall weren't greatly affected. There was some urgent care systems that went down. We had to go revert back to manual paper systems, but we all have those in our business continuity plan, so we know what we need to do when such a thing does happen. So there was no patient services that had to be cancelled, which was our main focus.
That's an achievement, isn't it?
And that's the staff. That is the staff working together to create solutions to make sure that there is no impact at the ground level. There will be, you know, obviously coming after that, putting things back in. It's the staff help that we can get through and survive on these areas. We had to set up incident response committees and we had, you know, working parties at the high level of the department, at the CEO level, but also internally we had regular meetings. We're putting out regular comms on our Facebook to let everyone know. Our phone lines were our best source of communication and still are. Our emails haven't been opened up externally, so we don't have external emails, only internal network emails. So people wanting to get hold of us do need to come through via the phone still. We're hoping to have that resolved once that's been strengthened and hardening work's been done. They're saying, you know, another week or two when that occurs. But it was just, it's been a mammoth task to by everyone to find alternate solutions and make sure that there's no patient care compromise, that services continued on as they were, and that we, you know, can pull through. And it was a fabulous, fabulous response to see.
Yeah, wonderful. And essentially, because everyone will be wondering, it was a ransom attack.
Yeah, so it was a ransomware virus, but there was no ransom received. They were able to shut it down before it got to that.
So didn't get the
they're very confident there's no patient or staff data being compromised at all. And I have to say at this stage, all records show that nothing has left. And we were able to shut it down before anything did occur.
Wow, that's impressive because, you know, that's not the case in some other instances.
No, and Gippsland was also similarly attacked at the same time. Yep. So they were definitely wanting to get into the health services. And the best response was to shut down our internet. And as much as that created an issue, it saved us.
And gave you a little baptism of fire, really.
It did.
Okay, well, I'm sure people are reassured and also reminded to look to their own cybersecurity as well. I mean, it's like cyber health is something we should all be paying attention to, but don't get me off wandering off the subject. Okay.
So I was just going to introduce our new CEO. So I have been the interim CEO whilst the board undertook recruitment, and they have announced Sandy Chamberlain. She'll start next week across the two sites. She's coming from Goulburn Valley Health. She's very experienced as a health executive. She's got over 30 years experience, and I don't want to give away someone's age before they start in public and provide healthcare sector needs. She's got a clinical background in medical imaging. We'll have her on the radio and introduce her once she's had a bit of a settling in period. But she is very familiar with small, rural and aged care services. And she definitely recognises the importance of strong partnerships, collaborations, community engagement, and also improving health outcomes to rural like Apollo Bay and remote communities. And she likes living within the community. So
she'll
be living here. So make sure we welcome her into
Absolutely.
The community.
Absolutely. I'm sure there'll be lots of welcoming drinks and it's been a bit of a while, but I guess it's a very big decision.
It is a big decision.
And besides, the board could relax because everything was in good hands in the interim.
Thank you.
It absolutely was.
But this is our next step forward, and this amalgamation has been a crucial time for the health services in their journey, and this is the next step forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So,
she's very fortunate. She's going to be joining a wonderful team. Yeah, very caring team.
It's had a little baptism of fire, and it's got a lot of a lot of clarity about what works and what doesn't already. Yeah.
So even though we move forward, we have to acknowledge the past. So we are having our AGM for the entity formerly known as Otway Health, because although that's our site name, that's no longer our entity.
Mm.
That's on Thursday, the 1st of November at the Apollo Bay Hotel. It starts, we say 1:30 for some meet and greets and finger food, and the formal meeting starts at 2.
Okay.
We invite everyone to come along.
So 1:30 at the Apollo Bay Hotel. It's the bottom pub for those that use the local reference. On November the 1st.
November the 1st.
The 1st.
The Thursday, the 1st of November. And doesn't make sense.
No, that doesn't make
21st,
sense.
21st. Put the 2 in front of that. And you'll be able to hear more about the progress of activities from the board. The board, new board members will be there. And all about the future planning.
Okay, so I'll just clarify that, because it's probably my fault. It's the 21st of November, Thursday.
Thursday the 21st.
At 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
1:30. But you can be early.
Have early and have a libation and have a chat to the board and, generally catch up and acknowledge the amazing history that's gone on before. Good.
Yes. Now, we continue business as usual.
Yep.
And we have had a very, very busy urgent care. We've had our numbers are up, and we'll be putting some communications just to show the percentage increases that we have had through urgent care.
Yep.
But unfortunately, there was a bus crash that I just want to acknowledge all of the wonderful services and staff that helped through that. So that was on the 27th of October on the Great Ocean Road.
Mm.
A number of people were injured. They did veer off and hit a tree. And we received a number of transfers come in that day, and it was a very, very busy period, but all the staff that stayed on, it was right over at handover time, so we happened to have double staffing, and the staffing happily stayed on beyond their shift times to help us get through that. A special thank you to all the emergency services that day, the staff who assisted, and also Jane O'Connell, the nurse practitioner who was on call, looking after everyone. We had a couple of transfers out. The rest were seen and then discharged, and a replacement bus was organised. Mm. Plus the interpreters. We had some volunteer interpreters come in that can speak different languages, and that helped us through. That's really crucial. And just the community response when we have something like that is awesome.
Yeah, interpreters especially. So that would be Mandarin and Cantonese. And did you have to fly a couple of people out? Or
There was ones flying directly from the scene, the ambulance.
And of course, the ambos for the really serious stuff. But another baptism of fire.
Yes, and gearing up to summer. We practice that. Yep. We call it a code brown, an external emergency, and we work with the services and practice that, and we practice it internally of how we handle those.
Yep.
And it was great just to see. It's not great that it happened, but great to see the response
that can happen, can come
into action when those things do happen.
Because essentially, that's what it's all about, is being ready for the worst, as much as we like to think it doesn't happen. How about we play a couple of station announcements and then come back? You can get a chance to draw breath.
Thanks.
It's been very busy at Otway Health lately. This is the Otway Health Check on 3ABR.
What is it? You're listening to Apollo Bay Radio.
The Apollo Bay Fishermen's Cooperative.
Continuous operation for over 70 years. We've got a fishing fleet here that is still fishing to this day. Fresh catch straight off the boat.
It's a massively quaint harbour on a working harbour. Fishermen coming in, fish coming in. Most amazing view.
You can still go up to the Apollo Bay Fishermen's Co-op and get fresh seafood straight off the boat. Something you can't really do anywhere else in Victoria. We are the home of Southern Rock Lobster.
Yep. What we've got coming in at the moment, we've got whole snapper, we've got whole blue eye, we've had a very good mixture of shark, we've got scallops.
That's seafood, isn't it? It's all about seasonality and freshness. But fish comes off the boats and it goes straight into one end of the co-op, and it comes out the other end of the co-op for you. But we might have everything from flounder to blue eye to velvet crabs to octopus. We'll sell what we get, and it's all coming straight off the boats.
The new cooked menu.
We've launched a new menu. We're trying to get as much fresh food out onto special fish that's come off the boat and into the kitchen and onto your plate.
The Apollo Bay Fishermen's Cooperative.
Did you know Cape Otway Lighthouse is 170 years old? A beacon of hope for our first migrants after a long sea journey. Experience the incredible history, guided shipwreck stories, old tales of lightkeepers' lives, Indigenous bush tucker talks in the Aboriginal talking hut, and then soak up the amazing Cape views over a coffee, homemade scone, or a beer at the Lighthouse Cafe. If you're a local resident, entry is free. Open daily. Your adventure awaits at Cape Otway Light Station.
What is marawan?
Ha! How long is a piece of string?
Huh?
Well, it's a place for community groups to meet.
A community house.
A place to learn new skills.
Ah, a classroom then.
A place to use the computer and print.
It's an office then.
A place to find all the healthy living resources you need.
Ah, a healthy living information hub.
And a place where you can make things happen.
Ah, it's an incubator.
Marawan, whatever else you call it, it's yours to use however suits you best.
Drop in to 6 Pengilly Avenue and say g'day. Marawan Community House.
Carissa and I were just chatting about things far from Otway Health, far from Great Ocean Road Health. So it'll take a while to get the name back, you know, in our brains properly, but we'll get there.
Yes.
Now, what's next on this huge list of stuff?
Yeah, so we've had some staffing changes clinically. One of our focus post-amalgamation was strengthening Otway Health clinically in the management area. And we have a nurse unit manager, Leanne McHenry, joining us from the 25th of November. So she'll take over the management of the nursing staff. Special thanks goes to Michelle Fillmore, who's been filling in for the last 3 months. And that position, Brad Pickering, also special thanks. He was covering that role as well as being the nurse practitioner urgent care.
Yep.
But the increase in urgent care and our wants to what we want to do with the nurse practitioner has seen Brad go into that role on a full-time basis.
Mm.
So that means that we have a new nurse unit manager of Leanne coming.
Okay. Is she coming from far away or?
From Broome.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but she has family in town.
Okay. Well, Broome's, again, it's really good. Regional remote area, so she'll be you know, across all the basic issues.
Yeah. And we're recruiting. So anyone out there wanting to come join our fabulous team, we've got a second sales coordinator position open again.
Okay.
So that's 4 days a week looking after the wonderful volunteers there and leading the shop. So that'll be advertised. And also we have the role for the post-amalgamation. One of the things that we've talked about wanting to do more in the community is have someone who can actually build more programs and run more events and create programs around mental health, diversity support, ways to just combat loneliness.
Yep.
Along with working with the CFA to develop their new community preparedness project, we want to be part of that community. So the role will be, for 6 months, it's going to be 3 days a week, and it's a community partnerships officer role.
Wow.
So it's a good way for Otway Health to be able to support into our community.
Yeah, that's a great thing to be doing. And just on the second sales thing, I must say, second sales never look better.
Yes, yeah, so they've had their refurb. They've been refitted out. And Sarah, the coordinator who's leaving, she's the one that's put a lot of time and effort into leading that group.
I dipped my lid to that because I walked in and it felt like a bigger shop. It felt bigger and, you know, more organised and more. It just was terrific.
So Sarah did all that design work. Worked out the paint color. You know, paint's a marvellous thing that can really open up a space.
That's true.
And the right racks and the right hangers and give it a new life.
All right. Okay, and next on your long list.
So we're going to move into some of those things that we've been fixing up as we go and giving them new life. So one of them was our x-ray machine.
Yep.
So our limited x-ray facility has now been replaced. I talked previously on the radio about how Medicare had an end of life on a machine and ours was nearing end of life. Mm. So we've replaced the machine. It is a like-for-like replacement, but it's new technology. The room has also been refurbished. Mm-hmm. So we've got the new room and it just keeps our x-ray facility current. It's a very, very important need for the community, particularly around the urgent care, which it's used for. And we hold a special license, or the staff hold special licenses so they can do those limited x-rays. And we keep investing to make sure that we've got technicians on that can do those x-rays and help the community.
Yeah, so you know whether the limb is broken, really.
Correct. Without having to be transferred out. So that's a very important thing, be able to treat someone as much as we can locally.
Mm.
And sometimes people do have to be transferred. We acknowledge that. But if we can do it locally, we try to do it locally.
Yep. Okay.
So that leads into next to some more capital works that we did. The Laura Pingilly Wing had an aged care refurbishment.
Yeah.
And we were waiting for some warmer weather, which in Apollo Bay, we've all been waiting for the the warmer weather to clear up. Yeah. But now the sun is shining. We've started some external painting, and that's being done at the back, sort of around the Laura Pingilly Wing, and it will move to the front. And we've got a new patio roofing coming in and replacements there. So that's a bit exciting. The next one that we've been working on is trying to have our medical centre a new dedicated space. So those that have been to our medical centre know that the rooms themselves are sitting alongside urgent care. Yep. and alongside our aged care. And as well, that was great. We are still trying to build a purpose-built medical centre, still on site, but in another refurbished space. So we continue to try and get that capital work project up and going and submitting for grants.
Yeah, I think that'll be great.
That. Particularly yep. with the growth the clinic's had. Dr. Meg Lawless now retired. We have acquired the assets of the Moore Street Medical Clinic, and a number of patients transferred over. So that has put more growth into our medical centre. And we've got quite a lot of rooms now online that are dedicated to the medical centre space, either in the clinic nurse or the actual GPs. Mm. So we've got more and more rooms needing that. So it becomes a space issue after a while. But it's a great growth area.
It was, I said to someone this morning, lightheartedly, I went up to reception today, and it was a bit like walking into the old series of MASH. You know, there were just people. It was so busy.
Which is great. It's great to see the services that we're delivering to the community and how far we've come on doing that. I think we can definitely do better to create people's privacy. We don't know why everyone's there, but people can sometimes feel like that they're not wanting to be so publicly seen with everything that's going on, because we are running allied health, you know, your physios and
and if you need to send a link payment or whatever. So I've found that a bit challenging, but you know, it's all part of the growing pain. And the other half of that is, hey, you live in a small town. Yeah. So you know, it's
So the quicker we can build a dedicated medical centre space, and we'll start to see those capital works drawings that are submitting in.
So write to your politician. Tell them to send money to Apollo Bay, to the Great Ocean
Road Health. So we've got the plans there of where we want to put it,
and
hopefully we'll get it up and going.
Yeah, that'll be great.
So with the growth in the medical centre, we still make sure we do the ongoing services. So the skin clinics, we have a regular GP that comes down. So Dr. Katrina White will be doing skin clinics in November. So that's the 28th and the 29th of November, Thursday, Friday. So if you want to book, you can phone the medical centre. Their number's 5237 8595. And just we have a wonderful physiotherapist, Jewel, who is going to take a little bit of leave for 3 weeks from the 18th of November. So Mark Zampatti, who from Corobo Physio, who we outsource our allied health physio through to at Otway Health, he'll just be taking over for Jewel for that period while she's away on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay.
For 3 weeks.
And the sports physiotherapist,
So Campbell.
Yeah, Campbell. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, our exercise physiologist.
Exercise physiologist.
He's still
Let me get the terms
doing
right.
Well.
He's still there. Because I'm a big fan of Campbell's. Just gave me a bit of a hand. And the other people that I know that have had something to do with him all come back with glowing reports. So.
Yeah, so it works really well having the exercise physiologist alongside our physio and doing our health programs.
No, exercise physiology, particularly if you're a bit older like I am, or, you know, troubled by a knee or a hip or whatever, and you still need to get the appropriate things to do. He's very, very good, very thorough.
So that's the main number, which is our main contact at the moment, because emails are down. So that's 5237 8500.
Good-o. You've got that satisfied look of conclusion on your face. That's entirely appropriate. We've filled up half an hour, pretty much, just with, you know, news from the top.
Well, that's the most important news, and I think that's enough.
Yeah, and there's plenty more to come.
Plenty more coming.
So this has been an atypical Otway Health Check, brought to you by Great Ocean Road Health. There'll be more in coming weeks, and this will be podcast and repeated on the radio station. Carissa Brock, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is 3ABR, Community Radio.